Hello and welcome to Talking.Golf on Wisconsin.Golf. Talking.Golf is a weekly podcast featuring Gary D'Amato and Rob Hernandez. And now, talking all things golf in Wisconsin, here's Gary and Rob. Talking.Golf is sponsored by the 2022 American Family Insurance Championship in Madison. Wisconsin's stop on the PGA Tour Champions produced another exciting finish this year at University Ridge Golf Course in Madison. So mark your calendars for the 7th AmFam Championship to be held June 9th through the 11th, 2023, right back here at University Ridge. Since 2016, the AmFam Championship has raised more than $12.6 million for local charities distributed through the Steve Stricker American Family Foundation. With Gary D'Amato, I'm Rob Hernandez. Time to wrap up the 2022 AmFam Championship, and what a championship it was. As always, good right down to the wire. And Thong Chai Chaidi, the first golfer from Thailand to win on the PGA Tour Champions, takes home the title. He wins with a 14-under par total of 202, a one-shot victory over Tom Pernice Jr., who now calls Scottsdale, Arizona home. Madison's very own Jerry Kelly, the two-time defending champion, he finishes in a tie for third at 12-under 204 with Marco Dawson, Kirk Triplett, and Miguel Angel Jimenez. Also mentioned that Steve Stricker finishes T11 at 207, Mario Tiziani and Skip Kendall T35 at 212. Gary D'Amato, it was a wild day at University Ridge, a lot of movement on the leaderboard, but in the end, a guy that you wrote about on the site today, Thong Chai Chaidi, comes out on top.
It was a great day, Rob. You know, at one point, the leaders were just making the turn, and I looked at the leaderboard, and I thought it was malfunctioning because there were nine guys tied for the lead at 10-under at one point. And it was impossible to predict who was going to emerge from that scrum. But, you know, Thong Chai Chaidi overcame a lot. I mean, his ball on number 14 was in the middle of a huge divot. He had a great approach shot. And then on 16, the par 5, he had a lost ball. He hit his first drive into the trees, bounced into the hazard. They couldn't find it. He had to hit play a provisional. And he overcame all that. And I will say he's a very popular winner. I saw Jerry Kelly up on the 18th green. And as Thong Chai was lining up his winning par putt, Jerry was going, come on, come on, Thong Chai. And then when he made it, it was like an attaboy. So Steve Stricker sung his praises too. So very, very worthy winner.
And it was kind of cool moment there in the tunnel behind the 18th green where Jerry Kelly kind of directed Thong Chai to get into the scoring tent and sign that scorecard. The last thing we want is a DQ after a victory. And it was kind of neat. But you're right. It seems like Thong Chai was a very, very popular champion. Maybe not so much among the fans who are still getting to know him, but among the players who have really come to like him.
Yeah, they really appreciate him. He's got a really great backstory, Rob. You know, didn't play golf until he was 16. Then he went into the Royal Thai Army, became a paratrooper in the Special Forces. He played some golf in the Army in Thailand, but it certainly wasn't, you know, this level of golf. And then he turned pro at 30 and, you know, has fought and scrapped for everything he's gotten. So a very deserving champion.
He had status, lost it during COVID when he didn't continue to play. And a number of players were kind of, I got the vibe, were you know, sort of a little bit unhappy with the tour over that. You get major medical exemptions when you're actually physically injured, but when you're in the middle of a pandemic and you need to go back home to your country and can't compete here, that's one thing. So he overcame that and went through the PGA Tour Champions qualifying school, which is, you know, as tough as it is to get out on the regular tour through the Corn Ferry Tour qualifying and then work your way up. I mean, there's only five guys a year that get out here with any kind of legitimate status and that where they get to play maybe week in and week out. He's making the most of that. And add him to the list that we've talked about on this podcast, Alex Chayka, Dickie Pride, others that can, I think even Ken Tanigawa, you know, Scott Parrell going back maybe a few years, where they've, you know, used opportunities to get into fields, either through Monday qualifying or, in this case, the Q School, and getting out and winning. And now he doesn't have to worry about all that.
Yeah, this is a life-altering, life-changing victory, Rob. You know, he's exempt through 2023. He can play in everything except, you know, some of the majors that he'll have to qualify for. But, yeah, he's this really changed his life. He won $360,000 today. I'll have to check, but although he won 8 times in Europe and 13 times in Asia, I'm sure this is, I would guess this is probably the biggest payday of his life.
So a really deserving champion and a very appreciative champion. That I don't think, as I tweeted out, anyone could wear the Dream Achieved moniker any more appropriately than Thong Chai Chai Di out of Thailand. Now, Tom Pernice Jr. put on a great run, a bogey-free 66, and I had a chance to talk to him, Gary. Here's a guy who shot 70-80 at the PGA Seniors Championship a couple weeks ago and was at a loss as to, you know, what to do to get his form back, and got a lesson from former PGA Tour golfer Charlie Wee and managed to turn things around. And then we get to Jerry Kelly, who really had an opportunity to win this thing again after winning it in 2019 and 2021.
Yeah, I followed Jerry on the back nine. First of all, I picked him up on the ninth hole, Rob. He had about a 10-foot putt for birdie that he just missed. Then he saved par from a bunker on 10, but after that, he was flawless ball striking-wise. Hit every fairway, hit every green, had a bunch of what I would consider makeable putts under 15 feet, although he later told us a lot of them were downhill, and those are tricky putts. But he got a couple of them to go, but couldn't get the one or two more that he really would have needed.
And he winds up in a tie with Marco Dawson, Kirk Triplett, and Miguel Angel Jimenez at T3. We saw at one point this afternoon Steve Stricker, after I think three straight birdies in the back nine, got to nine under. At that point, he was one shot off the lead, and you're going, is this going to be the year?
That would have been incredible. Yeah, I was out following Jerry, and when Steve made his third straight, I think on 14 maybe, and we heard a huge roar, and I knew it was like Augusta, kind of when there's a Tiger Woods roar or Phil Mickelson roar, you know who it was. I knew it had to be Stricker making another birdie, and sure enough, it was. Yeah, he made a great run after not playing his best golf the first 2 days.
The other two Wisconsin golfers in the field, Madison native Mario Tiziani with a 71, had a chance to catch up with Mario after what was best described as a roller coaster round, at least on the front nine. He starts out bogey eagle. There were only three eagles, I believe, today, Gary, and one of them was by Mario Tiziani on the second hole. But then he bogeys three, bogeys five, bogeys six, birdies eight, bogeys nine, and he makes the turn in 38, two over par, and he shoots 333 on the back with three birdies. Mario's close, the only thing he told me that he was disappointed in was the number of mistakes he made. And you know, every time you make a bogey on this tour, it's a really glaring mistake, because that you just don't have many opportunities to do that. And usually you get to put yourself behind the eight ball. I think two or three putts. He had a couple offline. I think he had a lost ball on nine, or he had to take a drop because he was in a bad patch. But we still see signs of really potential out of Mario Tiziani. I know that a lot of people, you know, still find it hard to believe he's 50 years old.
Yeah, he sure doesn't look 50, that's for sure. Mario probably needs more opportunities. You know, he has to depend on sponsors' exemptions to get into tournaments, and they come few and far between. You know, he's a guy, I think, Rob, if he could tee it up every week, I think he'd be a factor a lot of weeks on the Champions Tour. He just, I think, needs more chances to play.
And he's a conditional status guy off the PGA Tour Champions Qualifying School. So, you know, that is, that basically gets him into Monday qualifiers. And he hasn't performed real well in those. He did, I think, lose in a playoff in one of them. Again, we're hoping that, I'm sure Mario will get a chance later in the year at the event in Sioux Falls, the Sanford International, where he had his best senior tour finish to date. But between now and then, he doesn't really know where he's going. He knows that he'll play in the Minnesota State Open and the Arizona Open down at Mesa Country Club. So maybe I'll catch up with him in early August. Obviously he'll defend his title at the Wisconsin State Senior Open. We've encouraged Skip Kendall to join him. And as we talked to Skip after his round, it was a really, vanilla. Two birdies, one bogey in his 100 par 71. And Skip maintains he's close, too. And he, like you said about Mario, he would like to have an opportunity to play back-to-back weeks. This is his first start in probably almost a year on this tour. He had the overnight flight to Puerto Rico to get the late call as an alternate into the PGA Tour alternate field event earlier this year. But, I think he said he did break par all three rounds. That's a first here at University Ridge for him.
Yeah, again, Rob, you know, here's a guy who just needs more opportunities. He had he was in first place in the qualifying tour tournament last year to get his full exempt status. And I remember that he had a kind of a rough finish to that tournament. Had he been able to, maybe par the last few holes there, he'd be he'd have better status on this tour, let's put it that way. So he would like to play more, you're right, and let's see if he gets some chances here going forward.
As we wrap up the 2022 American Family Insurance Championship, final thoughts, Gary, on the way this year unfolded. The weather was a little bit strange. It kind of felt like we were, you know, stuck in Seattle until about midday today. Sun came out. It was a glorious back nine, and I thought the course I felt played tougher in a lot of ways than we've seen it play the first 5 years of this tournament.
Yeah, no one threw a 63 out there, and no one. On all 3 days, no one really like broke free from the pack. It was just tight throughout, which makes for, you know, a compelling finish, and it certainly was. And at the middle of the round, any one of a dozen guys could have won this tournament. And so from that respect, it was great. And the galleries maybe weren't quite as big as pre-pandemic for whatever reason. Maybe the last couple of days, a threat of rain, for whatever reason. But still nice galleries, great finish, and most importantly, raised a lot of money again for charity.
Absolutely. And as we again mentioned in the outset with our intro read, June 9th through the 11th next year, it'll be a busy year as we're talking to the PGA Tour Champions officials. We'll have both the AmFam Championship here at University Ridge, and then a couple weeks later, the U.S. Senior Open comes to Wisconsin at Century World in Stevens Point. It's never too early to look ahead, even at the end of a long week for everybody here at University Ridge. But 2023 promises to be a big, big year for Jerry Kelly, Steve Stricker, we hope, Skip Kendall, and Mario Tiziani, and others as well. As you look ahead, I mean, that's going to be a pretty neat thing to have happen here in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, the first thing I'd say, Rob, is you have to come home for 6 weeks next year instead of a month. So better plan on that. We're going to have to hit up John Hughes for some extra travel expenses. But yeah, it'll be a great calendar next year, and it'll be a lot of fun to cover these guys. We'll get to see them twice in our state next year.
But before then, they have a week off as we all get ready for U.S. Open week out at the Country Club in Brookline, Mass. And then the week after that, it will be the U.S. Senior Open at Saucon Valley in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Gary, these guys, especially Steve Stricker, Jerry Kelly, I believe 1 year down at South Bend, Indiana, they finished 1-2 with Stricker winning. They usually have good form for the U.S. Senior Open. I know they're tired leaving here today. I know especially Steve with some aches and pains that he's not normally used to. What do you see for these guys going forward? It sure seems like, you know, we've got Steve Stricker back in reasonably good form, and Jerry Kelly found something today on that back nine where if he continues to strike the ball like that, he could be really right up there through the end of the year in that Schwab Cup standings.
Yeah, well, Jerry, won last week and finished, T3 today, so yeah. That's two great finishes. Yeah, he's climbing the Schwab Cup standings pretty fast here. Seems to have regained his form ball striking-wise. Now he's got to maybe work on the putter a little bit more. Thought he found something last week. Probably didn't make enough putts this week. I think that's what held him back. And, yeah, Steve's form is, he struggled a little bit this week, but still in kind of an off week finishing T11 in a tournament is not bad.
Not at all. Not at all. All in all, an exciting, exciting AmFam Championship 2022. Thong Chai Jai Di, your winner. A final round 68 gets him to 14 under 202. A one-shot win over Tom Pernice Jr. Jerry Kelly leads the group in a tie for third. Gary, pleasure working side by side this week. And I don't think we'll do this again maybe until the state amateur up at Sand Valley. So until then, enjoy the summer here. Hopefully we get some good weather going forward, and we'll see you in, Nakusa.
And don't forget we have a tea time tomorrow, Rob.
We do. We're not going to tell anybody where because it's we don't need a gallery. We're two guys who do not need a gallery at all. But thank you for that reminder, by the way. For Gary, I'm Rob. This has been Talking.Golf on Wisconsin.Golf. Talking.Golf, sponsored by the 2022 American Family Insurance Championship in Madison. Wisconsin's stop on the PGA Tour Champions provided great excitement here in 2022 with a great winner in Thong Chai Chai Di, and will return next year, June 9th through the 11th at University Ridge Golf Course. Tickets for the tournament and all the other events that will be associated with it can be purchased at amfamchampionship.com. Bookmark amfamchampionship.com for all the latest updates from the PGA Tour Champions event here in Madison. Remember, since 2016, the AmFam Championship has raised more than $12.6 million for local charities distributed through the Steve Stricker American Family Foundation. For Gary, I'm Rob. We'll talk golf again next week.